Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The wait is finally over. Football's in full effect, with many teams strutting their stuff. You might now be at a game this year. Either way, you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
You are listening to The Bird Calls on the Armchair All-American Network. For more on your Pelicans, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today.
What's up, Pels fans? Welcome to another episode of the Bird Calls podcast. I'm your host and contributor to Bleacher Report and the Bird Rights, Preston Ellis. Today, we are excited to share a conversation I had with Drew and Lauren Holiday. Thank you so much to Tonal for the connection. Drew and Lauren are huge fans of Tonal. It's the perfect solution for anyone looking for in-home strength training equipment and access to personal training. If you like what you're hearing from this conversation, do us a favor, just share it. Give us a quote tweet and share your thoughts on the pod. We so appreciate any and all of your help. Now, here's Drew and Lauren.
All right, first of all, I just got out of the way. How you guys are doing? I know that it's been a wild few weeks, but if it's okay, I'm going to share a personal story with Lauren. It was about a year ago. My wife and I just found out that we were pregnant, and we went to NBA Disney Springs. I'm sure you're aware of it. And we found out when we found out that we were pregnant that my wife had a tumor that was about this big, and we were really, really scared. And we went and we saw the video, and it just gave us so much inspiration. But anyway, you don't need to talk about that. You've already done that. How does it feel to just have a normal
How's your wife?
Oh, she's great. So I think we had the baby March 17th, and then I think it was like June 1st. We had it removed, but frankly, like, I won't get into it because it'll make me emotional. But whenever the doctor told us, the energy just changed in the room, and you could just feel from them immediately. And they were like, here's all the horrible things that can happen. Here's what we're going to be monitoring. You shouldn't travel anywhere. And we had planned to like go on a vacation, all that sort of stuff. But she actually got it removed. I want to think June 3rd. And she's great now. And she's never had a problem since. She's super healthy. And she probably lost about 3 pounds.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is really
Congratulations, man.
Thanks, man. So what's it like having a normal pregnancy? It's got to be different.
It was totally different. Like, I worked out until the day before I had Hendrix, our son. And I wasn't worried every single day of my life. Like, I just feel like it was such a lighter pregnancy. Like, I, not lighter as in I probably gained like 10 more pounds, but it was lighter as in like just emotionally way lighter. And I feel like we could actually celebrate without like being fearful.
100%.
We'll see.
No, we'll see. I know the feeling totally from my end too, but congratulations. It must be so refreshing. Now you've got two kids and now you're probably not sleeping, right?
Yeah, we don't sleep much.
No. I certainly understand.
Our older one, she, for whatever reason, she doesn't want to sleep now. She's like up earlier than ever. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I've started waking up at 5 a.m. just so I can like have a morning, you know, work out. Anyway, this isn't about me. This is about you guys. Let's talk about Tonal. So we're definitely going to do that. But tell me which is better, Drew, having a new like dream machine that you and Lauren can use from home or not having to work out with Mike G anymore?
Man, I love Mike G because of the challenge, but having this Tonal is challenging it. So it's I miss Mike G, but this toner machine is definitely going to keep me right. So
nice. And I definitely want to attack this from Lauren's point of view, because my wife actually is in the fitness industry, and she certainly like understands all the challenges that come with being pregnant and still being physical. And on top of that, you have the challenges that come with COVID. So how nice has it been just having a gym from home and a company that frankly, like is kind of doing the work for you, not just physically, but also mentally giving you the workouts.
So my least favorite thing is coming up with my own workout. Like literally I would just go for a run instead of doing any lifting because it's mindless and it's easy. So the Tonal for me has been huge. The digital weight system, just being able to like remember what weight I use each time. And then also the option of using a trainer or just using it on my own. I feel like that's my favorite part, is I can just use, I can either go in and it be mindless and use one of the trainers, or I can actually have my own specific workout that I want to do.
Nice. Now, I know there's a lot of competitors out there. Our best friends, they have a Peloton that they swear by. Obviously, there's a lot in the industry. What made the two of you decide like, hey, this is the one that we want to go with? And not only that, but we're so committed to it that we're going to talk to this random stranger about it.
But before, so when Lauren brought it to me, I doubted it. I was like, I think this is just going to be like a Kaiser or some other, just, I mean, something that's of the
that
same,
we already have,
something
yeah.
of the same. And when we got it, it was like, man, I was wrong. She was right. I was wrong. It was just a surprise and even refreshing to see that it was so different. I mean, even just the digital screen, the way that it looks is sleek and awesome and new. And then us being two different type of athletes, being able to train ourselves that fit our sport.
Yeah.
So it's been really, really cool. And it's not hard for me to say that my wife was right, but she was right.
I'm sure you
funny. Our trainer, Mike G, he loves it.
Loves
you
it.
Know, like Mike G has trained Drew and I both to a World Cup and him through the NBA season. And Mike G is like a huge advocate of the Tonal. So yeah.
No, we talk to Mike G a lot, and we're trying to get him set up with a podcast because he has so much knowledge right now, and he has such a great outreach to athletes and his clients that it's about time that he starts sharing that on a grander scale, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. So we're going to hop around a little bit, and then we'll get back to the Tonal. So obviously there was a big trade. How did the two of you hear about it, and what was your immediate reaction? Where were you when you heard about it?
We're in bed. Yeah,
we're in bed. And we were in California, so I think it's probably like 9 o'clock. I think everything else happened later in on the East Coast. But we were in bed, and when we found out that we were going to Milwaukee, we were really excited. Just knowing that we were going to a team who has established themselves as one of the best teams in the league. Her being from the Midwest, I'm sure she was excited to come back to the cold, but. That was probably the only shock for me, is like, it's cold here.
Yeah.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
For sure. I want to attack this from Lauren's point of view, and we talked about it a little bit before we got started. Obviously, it's a shift. You guys were in New Orleans for a really long time. You had a great time in New Orleans, and now you're going up to Milwaukee. You're a new mom. What is that like from your perspective? Obviously, you want your husband to be happy. You want him to be with a winner, but it still is a major life change. How does that feel? How do you approach something like that?
Thankfully, my daughter, she loves traveling. So she's like, oh, this is a new adventure. I get to see snow. Like, she was so excited. So that helped like ease my worry about her. But I told Drew, and this is just like me being completely honest, I'm like, New Orleans was home. Like, we were there for 7 years. Like, we have lifelong friends there. We have people that supported us through like our worst times. So like for me to wrap my head around that was a lot harder. My daughter was super excited. So like I said, I was happy that she, you know, she gets to see snow. Mommy's not very happy about snow, but she is very happy about snow. So I think for me, it was, I tell my husband this all the time. I tell Drew, I'm like, I need a week. You got to give me a week to like process, to figure it out, to like figure out the logistics, everything. And then like, I'll be on board. So I think it took me a little bit longer than everybody else, but I just feel like New Orleans will always like have a piece of our heart. And now we hope to make Milwaukee home the same way that we did New Orleans.
All right, listen up, fellas, because today we have a new Manscaped product alert. Manscaped just released the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Take a look in the mirror. I guarantee you'll see hair sticking out of those holes. It's time to keep your ear and nose hair looking as nice as your clean-shaven pubes. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Have you ever pulled your nose hair out with your fingers? Ouch, that might hurt worse than nicking your balls. Yes, you will get a replaceable blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean and enjoyable. Look, fellas, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. It's time to upgrade your Manscaped routine with the Weed Whacker. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. Thanks, Manscaped, for keeping our pubes trimmed and hairs in our holes looking nice. Again, that's 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. What are you waiting for? Go whack those weeds. The wait is finally over. Football's in full effect with many teams strutting their stuff. You might now be at a game this year. Either way, you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Yeah, and I know you both did a lot of terrific work in New Orleans. You were a major part of the community, as you just said. Lauren, what would you say are maybe like two special memories of New Orleans that stand out to you beyond just basketball?
I will say one of my like very special memories was when I was going through the brain tumor. I remember all of the people that worked at the Smoothie King Center, they sent Drew a message and he showed it to me. And that like meant a lot because the people at the Smoothie King Center, the people that work there, like I know them all by name. They know my, like they, I know their wife's name. I know their kid's name. I know, you know, like there was just a part of like knowing them and, you know, them hugging me and always trying to help in whatever way they could. I feel like that was really special. And then I would say, honestly, my neighbors, like we had wonderful, wonderful neighbors. Like Drew and I couldn't have asked for better people to be like surrounding us. I don't even think I have one memory, but I will say we lived next to two little boys. And they would run through our front door and they would wake Drew up from his nap on game days. And I remember specifically him carrying one by one leg and one by the other leg down the stairs after they woke him up from a nap. And I feel like, you know, those are like the memories that we'll always keep.
Well, I know that's got to be difficult, but it sounds like you're such warm-hearted people that you're going to make connections like that wherever you go. So it's just about establishing new connections that are just as powerful as the ones that you'll hang on to. You'll get to keep those too. So if anything, you're just growing more. I do want to get back to Tonal. That's why we're here. So Drew, obviously training camp is what, like 3 days away? I can't believe that we're already back. So what kind of shape do you think that Tonal has gotten you into? How close do you think you're into game shape?
I'm ready, to be completely honest. Just a couple of days, like travel days, probably from Thanksgiving and then getting here and starting to work out and having restrictions getting into the gym. Wishing that I had a tonal hair, but it's been, training leading up to training camp. I was prepared. I was well prepared to, go out there and start immediately and really try to get this thing going.
Nice. And thanks to Tonal for helping in what way they can. It sounds like we need to get you one up there.
I think it's on its way. Yeah, it's on its way.
Okay.
For sure.
It sounds like a Christmas present. Lauren, obviously, you're a proven champion, and I know that you want that for your husband as well. And now you're in Milwaukee, and you're in a really good position to do that. And this team obviously gave up a lot to get you. How does it feel, not just as a basketball player, but as a family, to know like you're this important, not only to a team, but one of the best teams in the NBA, that they were willing to do all of this to get you?
Yeah, I think that made me love Milwaukee right away. It's because I feel like Drew has been undervalued. Obviously I'm his wife, so I think the world of him. But I feel like he's been undervalued in the league, just his skill, what he offers like to a team leadership wise and just in the locker room. And you know, I feel like Drew truly invests in people, and like he has a heart for people, and he has a very loyal attitude towards an organization, and then on the court speaks for itself. So I feel like it felt good for a team to show him how valued he was.
Nice. Yeah. And I know, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not usually the type to like be like excited about somebody trying to woo somebody, but if it felt good. It felt good to see how much they respect me and value me.
Mm-hmm. Back on the record. So have you spoken to Giannis? Obviously you had Anthony Davis, one of the 3-5 best players in the league, wherever you want to put him. Giannis has to be in that conversation as well. 2-time MVP. You've played with two unicorns now. How excited are you for this one?
I'm really excited. Just going up against him for multiple years, guarding him, seeing him go up against Anthony, watching that battle. Has been super exciting, but now I feel like it's a new chapter where I get to play with this guy who's the MVP and just does everything. I don't know much that he can't do. So I'm here to support. I'm here to help. But at the end of the day, I'm also here to win. And I'm really excited about this opportunity.
Nice. This is the last one, and then I'll get you guys out of here. Obviously, COVID's not going anywhere. It's totally changed our lives, and I'm sure it's changed yours in many ways too. I don't know what the NBA is going to look like this season. We know that they're going to play. We know that the NFL is going to play. From your perspective, Lauren, and also from yours, Drew, just in terms of this new life that you're going to lead, traveling, taking every precaution that you can, but every time you do walk back home through your wife and your kids' doors, you are potentially exposing them. What is that like from your point of view?
For me, honestly, all I can do is the best that I can to be really meticulous, to do the things that I need to do to avoid getting it, which is, I mean, if it's gloves, obviously wearing a mask, I'm usually pretty good at not touching things and staying in my room anyway, even on the road. I do know they talk about like airplanes and stuff, which this will really be the first time that I've traveled since going to the bubble. But I think that I do a pretty good job of taking the right precautions. And even in my head, knowing that I have my wife and a 4-year-old and a 4-week-old at home. So,
yeah. Lauren, do you feel confident? Do you feel safe?
I'll be honest, I haven't even thought about it. And now I'm like, okay, maybe he'll have to sleep downstairs. I'm not sure. But no, I haven't thought about it. Drew and I both have been like in our own bubble during off season. So it hasn't even really crossed my mind how we're going to handle the season. But I'm hoping that the NBA did such a good job in the bubble that they just continue that throughout the rest of this year and next year, and that we don't have to worry about it.
Nice. I remember in July, I think I came home with a cough and my wife got a fever. And I think our baby at that point was like 4 months old. So she actually wore a mask in the house as she nursed, as we slept with the babies, and I was not allowed anywhere near them. So hopefully that doesn't happen to you guys, but it sounds like you've got a really good attitude about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really appreciate your time. I think our time is up, but you guys are so kind. I know that things are going to happen for you in Milwaukee, not just on the court, but also off the court. And congratulations on your second beautiful baby. It's such a feel-good story for everybody everywhere, not just in New Orleans. So really appreciate your time and appreciate Ryan, and I'll let you guys get out of here.
Thank you.
Did you have a boy or a girl?
A girl. I actually didn't want to know. My wife found out and confessed to me on my birthday, in tears on my birthday, just like, I'm so sorry, I had to find out. But I have a picture. This is from her like at 2 or 3 weeks old. She's 8 months old now. But when the league shut down, my wife was 41 weeks pregnant. It was the night that you guys had your game canceled. We went to a movie theater, and the movie theater just vacated. Everybody just like ran out screaming. It was absolutely terrifying. We did too. And then 4 days later, our baby was born in the middle of all that.
Oh my gosh. What a blessing. That's awesome, man.
Thanks, guys.
I'll show you a picture of ours. Our new.
Oh my gosh. So cute. Oh my God. Perfect. And you've got a boy and a girl now.
Boy and a girl.
You want more?
No, we're done. We might have done.
Okay.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah. Oh, nice. You're on the same page. I was waiting to see if there was a little hiccup there, but nice. Well, they're perfect. So it looks like you don't need any more.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, you guys. Well, have the best night. Be safe and look forward to watching you play again. And Lauren, congratulations. Two beautiful babies. Good job by you.
Thank you. Happy holiday.
You guys too.
All right, Pelicans fans, thank you so much again for listening. Big props to David Grubb, Fisher, Kevin, Ollie. They've been keeping you guys covered the past couple of weeks. If you like their work, if you like this podcast, just do us a favor and just share it. That's all we're asking. Don't worry about iTunes anymore. Just hit the retweet button and tell your friends how much you like this podcast, how much you like previous podcasts. We keep you guys in the loop as much as we can. We appreciate each and every one of you. For now, let's dance. Let's go, Pels. Thank you for listening to The Bird Calls on the Armchair All-American Network. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes, retweet, share with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe today.